My thought coach has finally made a debut into the 21st century by making a presence on Instagram, and I would so love it if you would find me and follow me and say hello to me there. Today I'm going to be demonstrating how to do tapping. It's powerful. If you don't know how to do it or if you need a refresher, follow me on Instagram next time you're in there. If you're feeling really stuck in your life, shame is one of the first things to start to explore. If you think about it, shame and guilt start most likely when we were kids, when our parents or teachers used it to get us to mold our behavior, to have good manners, or to be good, or do your homework so you don't get in trouble or shamed in front of others. And we learn really young to compare ourselves and then also to label our behavior as good or bad. And it's when we carry this stuff with us into our adult lives by labeling what we do or what we don't do as either good or bad, or beautiful or ugly, desirable or not, or making sure that we fit in or not, that this can get extremely carried away and very toxic. Ourselves and others to impossible standards is a sure indicator that shame is playing a destructive role in your life. You may not even realize that shame is what's going on in there when you're being such a perfectionist that you can't even get stuff done, or when you keep putting up with bad behavior in others because you just want to keep the peace and be liked by everyone and be a people pleaser. Self-sabotage or punishing yourself for things that you've done or not done are also all ways that shame keeps showing up over and over in our lives, and it will keep you stuck. So if you were my client and came to me feeling extremely stuck in your life, I would want to look at shame, and I would probably have you try out some EFT. And here's how it would look. Try it with me. Instead of delving into the past, I instead would want you to immediately begin to explore any guilt or shame that you're feeling right now for present day issues. Because your past and present are all linked together in the brain, and issues that you had even while you were young are all bound together with these present feelings in neuron memory chains. So anything that feels horrible to you or shameful to you right now is dancing around with your old stuff anyway. So there will be enough experiences in your life today. Pretty much count on this showing up in your life enough times until eventually you start to heal from it, because these patterns do repeat themselves over and over again and live with us until we can clear them up. So use the events of this moment of today. Think about something as recent as you can that brings you up feelings of shame or feelings of needing to punish yourself or something that you did or you didn't do. That feeling of shame and guilt right now. And I want you to begin to tap on your karate chop point. Refer to the little chart if you can't remember where that is, but it's the outside part of your hand, and you can just karate chop into your other hand. It doesn't matter what hand, but as you do that, I want you to think about the feeling of shame or guilt or regret and what that feels like inside of your body. Pay attention to where that feels. And some of the words that I'll use as we go through this process, as you continue to karate chop there, will help. I want those words to help pull up emotions inside of you. They can't just be words. They've got to be pulling up feelings and physical sensations, because again, feelings and physical sensations are completely linked. There's no way you can be feeling shame without having a feeling of shame inside of your body. Where is that? And then go ahead and tap on the inside part of your eyebrow. And I want you to think about something that you feel shame or guilt or regret about. The more that it loops around, the better. I want you to think about it. Think about the words that you say to yourself at this time. Think about what I regret. What I regret the most about this is. And then tap the outside part of the eye. What I feel the most shame about is. Keep tapping. You can talk out loud or you can think about it and notice where in your body this is. And if it's moved, that's great. Pay attention to there. Tap now underneath the eye. Think about the shame and the guilt and the regret that may be showing up or in some situation that you just did. What it feels like inside to have done that thing that you wish you hadn't done. Tapping on the top of the lip now. Wish I hadn't done that. Why do I keep doing these things over and over again? Tapping the lower lip now. I can't believe I keep doing this. I feel so heavy when I do these things. I hate myself. I can't stand. Whatever it is, feel it inside of your body. And now the collarbone point, keep tapping. Now the last most recent situation that made you feel bad about yourself to be played over in your mind as you feel the shame of that and as you tap through what that feels like. Going to the underarm point, this feeling of guilt haunts me. It won't go away. And now go ahead and tap on top of the head with all four pads of your fingers, with one hand or both. I feel bad about myself. I can't stand being with myself. This guilt, this shame, I feel like it's a backpack on my back. And take a deep breath. And now we're going to tap through again. Start again on the eyebrow point, inside part of the eye. I choose to release this feeling of shame now. Feel it in your body and see if you can imagine it getting smaller. I'm going to let it go for my parents and my children or my future children. I choose to accept myself and my parents and their history and mine. Outside part of the eye. What is preventing me now from moving forward in my life? Tapping the outside part of the eye, ready to move forward. Even though I feel guilty, I'm ready to forgive myself and accept that in that moment I did the best that I could. Bottom part of the eye, I don't have to keep doing this to myself over and over again. I'm ready to stop. Punishing myself isn't really working. Top of the lip, I'm choosing to release it now. This legacy of guilt underneath the lips, top of the chin, heavy weight of guilt that belongs even to someone else. I'm letting it go. Letting it go completely. Tapping on the collarbone point. I'm releasing my mother, my father, everyone who came before me who carried guilt themselves and could never quite feel good enough. And now underneath the armpit, I'm letting this go. I'm done feeling bad about myself. Tapping the top of your head now. I'm ready to let this guilt go, just like a big backpack, and just shrug it off. I'm ready to live my life more fully and completely. I feel lighter and freer and ready to live my life. And now go ahead and take a deep breath. If you feel still really stuck, go through again all of the tapping points and try to identify where it is that you feel the most bad or the most guilty or the most ashamed. Any of those feelings will keep you stuck. So work through them and let them go. The content in this section will also assist you in forgiving yourself and moving on so that you can let go of all of that habit of feeling ashamed and feeling like you need to punish yourself in order to change your behavior. Start instead to love and embrace and accept yourself and all of the imperfect parts of you, and you'll begin to then appreciate the more perfect, amazing parts of you, and they'll show up more often.